This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Oh boy, you are pilgrims in an unholy land.
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
Great warrior!
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
So who talks first? You talk first? I talk first?
This is the 2v2 podcast. Daddy, Dave, and Steve are awesome!
What's that? Ooh! Those Dark Horse?
Yeah. These are Marvel. Yeah.
Oh, are they Marvel?
The new Marvel.
Okay, the new Marvel line?
Yeah.
That's...
Paul sent them to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you got Kanan, the last Padawan.
Yeah.
Poe Dameron. Star Wars. Last Flight of the Harbinger?
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
And Star Wars Rebel Jail. That's kind of a pretty stylized looking Luke. I like it though. Like that's Kanan the Last Padawan again.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. So you got those from Paul?
Yeah, and then of course these are the first two trades of the actual
Yeah. I've got most of the comics in this run right here.
Yeah.
But that was the Skywalker Strikes and then Star Wars Showdown on the Smuggler's Moon. Yeah, I've got most of the ones in that one. It's just like I wound up having to like stop because it was just so much coming out at that time,
well,
man.
They started branching off with all these different titles.
Oh God, yeah, yeah. They had Star Wars. They had a Darth Vader. They had a Princess Leia, and what else was it? I can't even remember.
The Darth Vader one was really good. I read it on Comixology Unlimited. Comixology Unlimited had a lot ton of the Star Wars books for free if you paid for the $6 a month or whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah, for the unlimited.
And it's like you go through a ton. So I went on a big Star Wars binge.
Heck yeah, dude. Yeah, I've got a what lunchbox is? Oh, that's a Disney. What is that?
That's
Mickey
my
Mouse Club.
Mickey Mouse Club lunchbox from when she's a little kid.
That's actually
I
really
see
neat.
If I can sell it because it's not mine.
Yeah,
it has no sentimental value. But I only grabbed it because it's old.
Man, it's Disney. It's old. You could probably get a pretty decent price for it. I would check sold listings on eBay. Man, that's the best way to really kind of check a price.
Or
on
I'll
something.
Just give it to her for Christmas.
Right,
that'd be a nice gift.
Yeah, it would, and it saves you money too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm all about that.
Yeah, no kidding, right? I don't blame you. Hey, everybody, welcome to 2BT. I'm David.
I'm Michael.
Wow, yeah. Look at that. 2 weeks in a row, dude.
I know. We're getting back in the groove.
I know, right? It's kind of crazy. We're out of the Casa de Sparky. Casa de Sparky, once again.
Drum beats provided by my daughter, Delilah.
Yes, yes. The soundtrack is provided by Delilah. Who's the painting over there of?
That is my attempt at doing a painting of the Eternal Warrior for Valiant.
Oh, okay. I kind of thought it was Kylo Ren at first.
You know, it could be.
I thought it was pretty decent, dude. I thought you did a really good job on it.
I thought it was Robin Hood.
Oh, yeah?
He has the hood on.
Yeah.
I did that in like 30, 40 minutes one
really?
Day. Yeah.
It's pretty neat, dude. I dig it.
The nose is way too long.
Yeah, so what?
I just need to like scrunch his face up a little bit. It's fun, though. I like
painting.
She paints...
Yeah.
She takes it seriously. She does it because it's fun, number one. But two, she just wants to get better and better. When I paint, it's just for relaxing.
Just for grins.
It's relaxing.
Yeah. No, and that's, to me, man, like, I don't know. Like, I know some people do it as a living, like my buddy Daniel, who's also a tattoo artist and stuff, you know.
Right.
Like, he, anytime you talk to him, he's like, oh, I got to go draw. I got a drawing I got to go work on or whatever, you know. But that's his livelihood and stuff like that, you know. So, like, for me, like, I will try to draw or paint something or whatever just as a relaxation type thing, like what you're talking about. Like, just for grins type thing, just for fun. Because, like, you know, I'm probably, I could never see myself selling something. I have given one of my paintings to, I painted something. I gave it to my mom 1 year for Mother's Day.
Oh, really?
So that was kind of cool. She loved it because A, I painted it. And I got to say, like, I kind of did like a pretty decent job on it too, but it was fun, man. It was a really good time, you know? But yeah, man, like, I'm not like any sort of like super awesome artist or anything like that, but like, yeah, exactly. Like, it's just like, to me, it's like a relaxation thing, like what you were talking about. Like, it's a relaxation thing.
And then you look at like the really top notch comic book artists and see how good they are. You, like, we went again for the third time to see the Monet exhibit before it ends this week because it rained one day. And you see the stuff in there, and it's just like, they're like next level gods.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's insane, man. Especially with somebody on the level of like Monet, or if you can see like Van Gogh or something like that, you know, it's like, it's kind of ridiculous almost in a sense to where you're like, good grief. Or even like stuff like what Daniel does is so realistic or whatever. And just watching them, like how quick they can use, like, of course, like, again, it's part of his livelihood, but being able to use like the, all his drawings, especially for like his tattoos, like he'll, like, if it's not for his tattoo, he'll use like different mediums and things like that. Yeah. But like, if it's for like his tattoo, it's all on his iPad and going straight into whatever. I'm not sure exactly.
Does he put a template down? Is that what he does?
I'm not really sure exactly how he does it. I'm not sure what app he uses or anything like that.
Because some people, it's like it's one thing to have to draw and you're doing it for a living for whatever field you're in.
Yeah.
Another thing, drawing and putting it on somebody's body.
Oh, yeah. So what he'll do is he'll actually take like a picture or whatever of their arm and kind of size it up and then draw and actually have that set as like the background and then draw his drawing like over top of their actual arm and stuff like that. Where some, I have seen some in like even on, like, my leg before he had that capability on his iPad and stuff like that. Cause he did my leg. And what he did is he just took like a tracing of like my leg, kind of wrapped the paper around it and then kind of like outlined, you know, here's the outline of my leg. So that way, whenever he folded it out flat, he kind of knew exactly what was where. And it was just mainly like for that. It was just like, I took him a bunch of reference photos and stuff like that, but like the galaxies and stuff like that, that's all like, he just kind of free-handed that on there and stuff.
He's good.
So, oh God. Yeah. It's insane. It kind of aggravates me with how good he is because it's just like, he makes it look so flawless and so easy and stuff. But yeah.
And then there's one behind you.
Oh, there is. Oh, okay. Is that the self-portrait?
That's a self-portrait, yeah.
What is that with?
That was done with acrylics, I think.
Okay.
But it's something I did wrong because it's all, you can see where it has all those little cracks.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was done on purpose because it actually looks pretty neat that way. Like, it looks like it's, like, I used to just go about telling everybody that you did that on purpose, man, instead of, like, saying that that was,
intentional
to
show
like,
how old I am. Those are all the wrinkles I'm going to have.
Right.
Portrait of me as an older man.
Older man? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, man, it's actually pretty cool. Like, I thought it was pretty neat myself. Like, I just kind of assumed because it almost looks like, because parts of it, like, okay, like on the corners, you have that crackling and stuff, and then on the actual picture itself, you have the crackling, but there, the background, like the negative space is, like, the smooth.
I think I mix water with acrylics, and I don't know if you're supposed to do that.
No, you're not.
I think that's why, because when it dried up, it cracked. Yeah. But I didn't do that with the background.
Yeah. It actually looks really neat. I just tell everybody you did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Be like, it's just, we'll call it the crackling effect.
Yeah.
Crackling effect technique is what you used on that.
I'll pass it on to some, the secret to somebody.
Yeah. There we go.
For $10.
Right. And you can buy the portrait for $50.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'll be available for sale on 2BT.
What's
that? 2BT Twitter.
No, no.
That's
one wants
at
that.
2BT.
I'm going to give that to my mom for Christmas.
There you go. That's what I did.
I'm going to steal that idea from you. Steal like an artist.
Dude, it's so, yeah, just start doing that like every year, like paint them like a picture or whatever.
I'm seriously thinking
it's
about
so
it.
It's so much cheaper, man.
I do a picture of my dad on a tractor.
Right? And then you go find something old of your sister's in like the attic and then give that to her for Christmas.
Yeah, every year. Save a fortune.
Yeah, and then like you'll give your brother-in-law, give him like a hug or something like that. Be like, here, I don't hug people enough, so... Here's your Christmas gift.
Well, I don't hug anybody, so yeah, except for my immediate family. So yeah,
yeah right.
He needs a hug.
I'll there you go. Him. See, so there you go. So we've already got your Christmas list like knocked out.
Right on.
Yeah. Well, besides the kids, but
yeah, that's all the kids.
Yeah,
that's really all we have.
Do you buy your nieces gifts and stuff like that?
Yeah, we get them something, but we don't like. It's like just one or. Gift.
Are older girls like the hardest thing in the world?
Everybody older is the most difficult because it's impossible.
Yeah. I just
makeup, you get them makeup is either like my wife will pick that out, but then it's like the wrong kind of makeup because everybody has their own.
That's why I just do generic gift cards, dude. I'll just do like a Visa gift card. So that way they can take it to wherever they want to go and get whatever it is that they want to get. Like my dad's good with. I'll usually get him some sort of ammo or whatever, you know, be it 45, 9mm, 223 or something like that. Get him some sort of ammo, a bucket of 22 shells or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that. My dad's great. Maybe some fishing lures. He's great. You know?
Well, yeah, that's easy though.
Oh God.
He's easy, but other people like you said, my nieces or my sister, like you said, the niece thing, we'll usually pick something out for them. My wife will pick something out for them that she hopes they will like. And then you just throw in a gift card and call it good.
Like, I've got one niece. I've got three nieces. One of them, I got her. She loves Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got her for her birthday. Her birthday's in October. I got her some Nightmare Before Christmas Funko Pops. And she, like, loved them. She thought she thought they were, like, the greatest thing in the world. And I was like, awesome. I know what I can get her for, like, the next couple of birthdays and Christmases and stuff like that. I was like, I'm sold. This is going to be awesome. I just kicked butt on this gift. And then I was like, okay, cool. So I'll get her some more Funko Pops, some Nightmare Before Christmas Funko Pops for Christmas. I get her some Nightmare Before Christmas Funko Pops for Christmas. Yeah, total,
she's over it.
Yeah, total over it. And I was just like, oh, my goodness. And then the other niece, like, I don't know what she's into, man.
Yeah.
I don't have any idea what she's into. Like
I've tried to. I have another niece, my sister, my wife's sister's daughter, and I've tried to, like, grill her, like, hey, what kind of music do you like? I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you like to do? I don't know. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Expect nothing from me.
What music do you like?
Well,
wouldn't understand.
A bunch of crappy pop.
Like, you wouldn't understand the music I'm into.
I'm like, I could surprise you with what I listen to.
Speaking of which, you see that the new Tool album came out?
Yeah.
I totally sidetracked just then talking about Christmas presents and stuff like that, but I'm sure everybody was super...
I haven't got to check it all out yet.
I haven't listened to any bit of it. Like, I got home from work and I was like, oh wait, it's Friday. It's New Music Friday. I was like, the Tool album was supposed to come out and I checked my phone and my iTunes and it was there. And I was like, oh, thank you, iTunes. But yet I hadn't sit there and listened to it any at all. I should have yesterday.
I was so happy. This is sidetracking us, but you brought it up.
No,
so
that's fine, man. Go right ahead.
I was so happy when I discovered that they had finally, cause Tool is one of those bands that they held out.
Oh yeah.
From the digital release.
Oh God.
Forever. And something came up. I opened up my. This is ties into our new little kitty cat, Sevro, named after Pierce Brown character, Red Rising. Sevro, she's probably in a box or something.
So if Pierce Brown kills Sevro in the next book, we'll sick Sevro on him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, we already had a dispute about what's going to happen. Sevro's not going to be good, but. So I'm sitting there with Delilah. We went up to my parents, and Lila's sitting on their swing swinging. I'm sitting next to her. Outside and just hanging out, and I'm listening to Tool. I know, maybe not the best for a little kid to hear. But it's so odd. I was so happy. And this little kitten that somebody had just thrown out and had been living out in this barn comes running up to me out of nowhere, drawn by the music. I almost named her Maynard.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, you know, that's what got her attention, saved her life. And then my mom and dad's dog tried to eat her, and I saved her. And then we decided, well, we're taking her home so she doesn't become tonight's puppy chow.
Yeah. I was also just thinking, I was like, what would Tool albums be that you could name a cat?
That's a good
question. You could have gone Undertow.
Yeah.
Or maybe even Schism. Or 10,000 Days wouldn't work. Enema. You could have named the cat Enema. Something like that. Enema, Enema.
I was just anemia. Really lucky to be able to name it Severo.
Yeah. Severo is a pretty... like, to me, if Severo was a cat, the cat kind of looks like Severo, if you ask me.
Really does.
That's my thought.
Kind of a runt.
Yeah.
He's a runt kitten. And she'll eat anything, just like he will. Fearless. Will fight anything, just like he does. So, that's perfect.
I had four kittens show up this week and underneath my shed there behind the house. And it's like... they're cute as a button, but I don't know what to do with them. And they've got that little bitty meow, meow.
Yeah.
That really high-pitched one. Like, I don't even know if they're, like, on regular food yet or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're that small. They're cute as a button, though, man. Like, there's one that's got, like, half of its face is one color, half of its another color,
awesome.
Or whatever. I always dig those kinds or whatever. But it doesn't have two different colored eyes. Yeah, and then there's another cat that I really want to grab and give to our aunts that kind of live close to here, or I guess closer to y'all than what they do to us.
No, definitely closer to us.
Yeah, yeah.
But even for us, it's a long drive.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, yeah, that's basically Oklahoma.
Basically, so. They live right on the
river. I mean, you can see Oklahoma from their house. But there's one cat that I want to get for them because... cat's sweet, and I know that they're going to be the type that if they go outside, they're going to want to pet a cat and not just have a cat to keep the rodents down or anything like that. They're actually going to want to be able to pet the cat and blah, 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 blah. And this cat would be great for them because it'll actually come up and let you pet it and blah, you know, all like that good stuff. It's called I Just Gotta Catch It, but that cat's pregnant also, so I'm like, yeah, she's got a big old belly waddling around right now. I'm like, so she's about to blow at any point, so.
Well, there is a place in the Denton that you can, I know it would be a pain for you with your work schedule, but there's a place in Denton that fixes wild cats for free.
Oh, yeah.
All you have to do is deliver them.
Yeah, and, you know, I've thought about doing that. I haven't ever done it before. I need to, I had a friend lecture me. I had a friend kind of lecture me on it not too long ago. But, like, she also understood, like, what was going on because, like, exactly like you said, like, with my work schedule, it's a pain. And I set out a live trap for them, and I don't want them to have to – live traps aren't that big.
No.
There's not really any space for them to move around or anything like that. And I don't want to keep them in that live trap for very long just to
– just a night or a day maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll be honest, man. I don't want to keep them in there – for more than a couple of hours.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, just because, like,
they're
to
tiny.
Me, that's... Yeah, just
cruel.
To me, it's just torturous, you know? So what I usually do is I will trap them and then take them... I'll find a barn out in the middle of nowhere and then release them next to that barn.
A barn, eh?
Yeah.
And I found a cat in my dad's barn.
Yeah.
Coincidence
Everybody
that you just admitted
needs...
to this?
Yeah. No, that wasn't me. I wouldn't drive that far.
No. You have plenty of barns nearby.
Yeah, I've got plenty of barns nearby that need cats. So, yeah, everybody needs a barn cat. Everybody needs a good barn cat. And those cats that are around my house are perfect for it because they are feral.
Too.
Oh, God, yeah. And that's the reason why I don't mind there being a whole ton of them. But you can definitely tell that the Sally dog's not around anymore because they would have been... Oh, what happened?
She's just running around like a
maniac. Oh, okay. Just running around like a maniac.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, you got to get her a collar. I almost said necklace. You got to get a collar with a wolf head pendant on it. Yeah. So that way she can be an official howler.
Heck yeah.
Maybe like even like a little tiny wolf head's cloak, a wolf cloak or whatever. And all it takes is just like, within how small she is, it'll just take like a little swatch of material from like a fabric store or whatever.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. We need to make it happen.
Make it happen.
Make it happen. Make it so, number one.
Number one.
Oh, so we had a trailer come out this past week.
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
what'd you think of that?
I'm excited about it. I'm still more excited for The Mandalorian.
Talking about the
Rise
Banana
of Skywalker.
Splits the movie.
Yes,
trailer.
Yes, yes. The Banana Splits the movie trailer. I think I'm gonna watch that this weekend, man.
My wife doesn't get it.
Has she never seen it before?
No, she's too young.
That's one thing I wanted to. I was almost gonna. I was gonna text you the other day, And I completely, totally forgot about it. And I was going to be like, topic for this week, Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah.
Because there's not Saturday morning cartoons nowadays.
Oh, no.
But going back to the Banana Splits trailer, that movie looks really cool, dude.
How like, twisted is it that they did that to... Because to me, Banana Splits was that beloved, because I'm older than y'all, and Steve. Steve said he kind of remembered the show.
I remember it, man. We watched it. We watched that and the one that had Sigmund the Sea Monster on it.
See, I love that one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they took this beloved characters, these goofy, the goofy lion and the gorilla and the dog.
And there was five. There was an elephant, because there was five of them, wasn't there?
Yeah, yeah, there's five.
Because one banana, two banana, three banana, four banana, five banana, six banana. It does go to six, but and it's like, but yeah, and then it counts backwards, and it counts backwards and counts from five, and it says five banana, four banana, three banana, two banana, one banana, some other playing in the sun. Yeah, oh yeah, dude, I can remember the theme song enough. But there was also the album that came out in the 90s that was called Saturday Morning Cartoons.
And it was on there.
And it was on there as well. It was a bunch of bands from the 90s like Soap, Sponge. I don't know where Soap came from, but Sponge.
Sure, there is a band called Soap.
I'm sure that there was a band called Soak back in the late 90s, early 2000s out of Austin that was really cool. But anyways, going back to Banana Splits, we'll touch on the Saturday morning cartoons. And then we'll talk some Rise of Skywalker after that. I was just waiting on you. I was looking to see what you were doing.
Looking up the Banana the Split song by Sponge.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if it was Sponge that did it. I can't remember who it was that did it on that album. I guess it's probably just best to just go to iTunes and see if they've got that Saturday morning cartoons thing on there.
I don't see it. I just see the original.
But I distinctly remember the actual Banana Splits show because they had those cool little dune buggies that they rode around in. And then they were kind of like a band also.
Yeah.
I don't remember much of it because that was and whenever I looked it up on IMDb, they only recorded, they only like taped like 2 years or something.
Yeah, and
like
they just kept playing them over.
And they just kept playing the same ones over and over and over again.
But they've gone and taken these beloved characters for kids that grew up in the early to mid-70s or late 70s for you.
Oh, yeah.
Took these characters and they made it into a movie. It's a horror movie.
Yes.
And it looks like they're like, it's almost like they cross Saw, which that kind of movie I hate.
Yeah.
But they cross that with them and they're the bad guys.
Oh, yeah. It kind of reminds me, whenever I look at it, it really kind of looks like almost like a Rob Zombie type of film.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the kind of feel that I got out of it. But then again, like, I could be completely, totally wrong just because, like, it's one of those I really want to see. I might be watching that this weekend. I might be watching that tonight, too.
I'm going to have to watch it by myself because my wife's already said, I am not about to watch that. I don't understand why you're interested in that. I'm like, there's no reason for you to be because it's not made for you.
Well, and it's like, exactly. And if like you look at it, it's one of those that those characters, like those types of costumes to me have always been kind of creepy.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like clowns, man. Clowns have always been creepy, kind of scared me and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And people like to think that it's funny to show me like pictures of clowns and things like that. And I'm like, yeah, that creeps me out. But I'm not the type that I'll be like, get it away because you're creeping me out. But like, I'm confronted with an actual person dressed as a clown, mm-hmm. I'm more likely to fight than what I am to run away.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, this person's, and it's all the whole deception thing, I think is what it is. It's kind of like those costumes of the Banana Splits and things like that. And just the way that they're designed, dude, they're like creepy looking, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry I threw you off. I knew you were trying to be serious and get us into Star Wars.
No, we'll do that later. That.
I saw that and I was like, good God, what a horrible thing to do.
Oh, yeah. I like it, though. I can't remember what the voices sounded like. I actually tried looking up, seeing one of the old shows. And I just never could find an actual show. I did find their theme song and stuff like that or whatnot, but I didn't find any of the actual shows. We're going to look and see if they have the Saturday morning cartoons
Yeah, you look for that
album on iTunes. Oh, there's Saturday Night Special. We'll push pause. Oh.
Oh, this is re-recorded by some band called the Dickies for the Kick-Ass movie.
Oh, really?
I don't remember that being in that.
I don't either. Yes, so iTunes didn't have anything for Saturday morning cartoons. Let's see. Checking Google now. Because I've got to find this, because I actually had the album. I'm pretty sure I've probably got it still somewhere. I'm sure that I've got to have an old CD case somewhere that's probably got like 800 CDs in it.
Probably your mom's attic.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Cartoons.
Lila,
you
thought it was funny. Lila? Oh, you know what? I'm not getting. I don't have any signal out here.
Oh, darn. Okay, I'm looking it up for you. I'm trying to find it here.
You know.
Here we go. Saturday morning cartoons greatest hits.
Okay.
Liz Phair, Material Issue, did the tra-la-la, the one banana song for that album.
Okay, yeah.
Sponge did Go Speed Racer Go.
Yes, okay. And then the Reverend Horton Heat did Stop That Pigeon.
Oh, yeah.
Stop
Collective
That
Soul
Pigeon.
Did The Bugaloos.
Yeah.
Underdog was Butthole Surfers.
Yeah.
Love that band. Spider-Man was The Ramones.
Yeah, the Toadies did Ghoulies. I don't remember the Ghoulies theme song. I think Sponge did the Scooby-Doo theme song, didn't they?
Let me see. It's got Toadies doing Ghoulie Get Together, Hong Kong Phooey Sublime.
Okay,
HR Puff and Stuff by The Murmurs, so I don't remember
them. I don't remember The Murmurs.
Happy Happy Joy Joy Wax.
Yeah.
Fat Albert theme was by Dig. Violent Femmes did Eep Oop.
Yeah, that's from the Jetsons, man.
Yeah. Johnny Quest and Stop That Pigeon was by Reverend Horton Heat.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll play these.
I don't know. Like, it's a great album, man. Like, it's one of those that if I still had it, I got to find that album now. I've got to find it somewhere.
You got to get it.
Yeah, because I want it. I wanted something fierce. And even though, like, the actual CD art, the album cover itself was actually pretty neat, because it's like some kids sitting on the couch with like the TV blaring, and like, is that the Liz Phair doing
it's a Liz Phair doing it, but it has the video of the actual characters
behind. Yeah, there it goes. Dude, it's so awesome.
I love the one with the Stop That Pigeon, though.
Oh, yeah.
Two banana, three banana, four bananas.
We're going to totally jam this on the way home now.
Yeah.
Gonna have some fun. Waking up on the hot
sun. Just wait, Lila's going to come here and say, turn it off. She's very demanding about her music listening. She only listens to what she wants.
Oh. She might dig that, though.
She probably would.
It's got a fun little beat to it, man. Come here, Severo. Come here. Say hi. Say hi, Severo. Are you gonna stab me with your knives? Sure. Oh, she. Yeah. What's the name of his knife? The one that he favorites so much.
I don't remember.
I can't remember. It's bone something other. Bone picker or something,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Anyways. Saturday morning cartoons, man. So what did you used to watch on Saturday mornings?
All of those. Yeah. All of those we just talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Every one of them.
Oh, God, yeah. There was Garfield. I loved Garfield. Garfield was awesome. What else, man? And that was, dude, that's...
There were Saturday morning cartoons, and then there were after school cartoons. School cartoons that I would love the most are the ones like the one about the battleship that was turned into a spaceship.
We're up in outer space.
And then
that was anime too.
Kids that were could turn into like bird like superheroes.
Oh, that's not the Thunderbirds. That was I know what you're talking about. Crap! What was that? There was G-Force, but that's not G-Force.
It is G-Force.
Is it G-Force? Okay.
But there's another name for them in Japan. Japanese name is something different.
G-Force was really cool. I used to watch G-Force. Used to watch Star Blazers. I can still remember the Blasted Star Blazers theme song. That's like Steve and I used to watch because they were flying around the Yamamoto.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, you know, we didn't think anything about it as kids, but like the, you know, the Yamamoto was like the scourge of the Pacific just about or mm-hmm. whatever, like mm-hmm. the unbeatable battleship. So yeah, but yeah, those were all like really cool. And then like, I guess there was, you know, you got later into the 80s and stuff like that with, I guess it would be like around 84, 85, there was, G.I. Joe came out with the cartoon. And of course we used to watch, that was like get home from school and you plop down in front of the TV and you just sling your book bag somewhere and you watch G.I. Joe and then mm-hmm. you watch Transformers.
Yeah.
And then I think like She-Ra or something like that came on. And I think He-Man or something like that came on after that, but I never watched She-Ra or He-Man. I could care less about those. I never had the He-Man characters. I never got into He-Man and stuff, but
G-Force Guardians of the Space, and then they were also redone as Battle of the Planets.
Okay. All right. See, there was another one. I guess I'm thinking of Thunderbirds or whatever. That was the, they were like the wooden marionettes and stuff like that. Yeah. Kind of like Team America.
See, they took the Japanese version and just brought it over and put, they would change the script even.
Yeah.
What was said, because in the original, I've got some of the original ones I got from iTunes for the G-Force show.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like yelling and he's saying hell. And like the one scene where this guy slaps this lady across the face and says a bad word to her. I'm like, oh my God, this was not the version I watched when I was a kid. I brought that up before, but it just always strikes me as how different culturally when they
changed
they would recut the scenes and stuff somehow.
Well, and it's because, like, I don't know what it is. It obviously has to be something to do with, like, the cultures or whatever, but, like, you know, over in Japan and stuff like that, like anime and stuff like that's always been like a big thing.
Gotcha Man like. Is what it's called.
Okay. Yeah, I've actually heard of Gotcha Man. Mm-hmm. But there was, oh man, and now, so, and then it seemed like almost every Saturday after the cartoons, there would be always some sort of like Godzilla or whatever movie coming mm-hmm. on afterwards.
Yeah.
And it was just like, man, that was like, I mean, you try to watch Saturday morning cartoons now, and of course, like I said, there's not hardly any Saturday morning cartoons.
Well, just Cartoon Channel.
Well,
Disney Channel. It's just all the time now.
Yeah, but I mean, like, still, like, what do kids watch in the mornings when they get up on Saturdays? Like, those, even Cartoon Network, like, stuff on Saturday morning is pretty awful.
Hit pause for a second. All
right. Uh-oh.
Sorry about that.
What happened?
Thought we were having a home invasion.
Oh.
It's just Lila slamming a door.
Oh, okay.
She runs the house.
She wasn't good. Hiding in the washing machine again,
no,
was she?
No, no, no. She's not in the washing machine.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, Saturday mornings, that was like, it's kind of funny. I would hate waking up early to go to school, but I would love waking up early on Saturday mornings to watch cartoons.
Isn't that messed up? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd get up on school days, I'd get up early enough, and there would always have the Three Stooges and Little Rascals on.
Yes, dude.
And I'd watch that before I had to get on the bus. And I just grew up, I loved that.
Yeah. My mom hated the Three Stooges. So I would have to watch the Three Stooges while she was like getting ready and stuff like that for work or whatever. But yeah, it's kind of the same here because we'd get up and get ready, and then I'd watch like the Three Stooges or Little Rascals while mom was getting ready to go to work, and I was sitting there waiting on the bus eating my breakfast or whatever. But other than that, like, she'd come out and she'd get mad and change the channel back over to the news or something like that or whatever. Just something ridiculous.
But How dare she?
I know her, right? But I remember, I think it's like Channel 27 that used to play the Three Stooges and the Little Rascals.
Oh, I loved them.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And I didn't know, see, today, like, my daughter, my oldest daughter, when she was younger, she would not watch something like that because, oh, that's old. Really? I didn't have an option. I mean, you have three channels and then the other channels that on the what's that
UHF
channels, you just watched what was on. And,
oh yeah, yeah. There was no choice, man.
I mean, I grow up watching Tarzan the Lone Ranger and all of, and, you know, kung fu movies.
Oh yeah,
on like Saturday nights they'd have late nights kung fu movies.
Oh yeah, it's good times, man.
Space Ghost,
Coast to Coast.
That was good.
Yeah. Yeah, I always enjoyed
Georgia the Jungle.
Underdog. Georgia the Jungle. Watch out for that tree.
The Banana Splits.
Yeah.
What else? The Monkees. I watched that show. Oh, that dude, wasn't a Saturday. That was a Daily Show.
That was a Daily Show. That would come on Channel 21 during the day. I don't think that one came on Channel 21, but like Gomer Pyle and WKRP in Cincinnati and like Channel 21 during the summer was like primetime TV watching for me.
Yeah.
And it used to aggravate me whenever I'd have to go in and stay at my grandma's house because Mama watched her Days of Our Lives.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I don't know. I don't think we recorded talking about it. I think it was the after conversation. We
talked about it, yeah.
We were talking about, you know, our shared grandmother watching her stories. In fact, we were saying that's probably the reason why they were first in our family to have.
No, that is why, because Jane went to work. Ma stayed home. I think Ma would watch the soap operas, her stories,
yeah,
and then they'd rewatch them all later that night.
Oh, yeah, and I think it was General Hospital. I know they watched General Hospital. I'm pretty sure they watched Days of Our Lives also. Yeah,
those were the two big ones then, and then there's another one with a doctor. That might have been the General Hospital.
It was probably the General Hospital.
But there's like three they watched, and they had to watch them.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then Mama always watched Days of Our Lives.
Like sands through the hourglass, and so are the days of our lives.
Yeah, yeah. And then horrible. I hope that they've changed the theme song by now, because that show's been running for like 40 or 50 years, dude.
I know, it's crazy.
I bet it's been running for 50 years. We should look that up. You should look that up real fast, because I don't have signal. But like, it used to drive me up the wall because whenever I'd have to go to my mom's house and stay, because most of the time Steven and I, like, we lived out in the middle of nowhere, so Mom and Dad were cool with us just staying at home by ourselves.
Well, you know, James Franco worked on a soap opera for a long time.
Really?
Every day he did it because it was like a challenge. He said it's really challenging. You got to know your lines.
Like, cuz you get your lines like that day and you got to know them, and they record those live, from what I understand. You got a cat about to drink your Dr. Pepper.
That's okay. One Life to Live is another one. Days of Our Lives.
Oh, yes.
Here it is. Days of Our Lives. First episode was November 8th, 1965.
Holy crap, dude. So that thing's been running for 54 years?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Season 54, episode 241, is September 3rd.
I just wonder how many episodes they've had then. Because that's like one of those things that they... Well,
5 days a week?
Yeah, 5 days a week. But why it consists of a season for a soap opera now is what I wonder, because do they take any time off? They got to take time off.
I don't know.
But you just said season 54,
it's
episode
2019. That's 54 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess there is no time off.
And you said season 54 and episode 231. Is that what you said? Yeah. So, yeah, it's got to be. They got to be going like almost every day.
Wow.
That's got to be rough, dude. I wonder how. Now I'm curious about soap operas. Like, how many crews do they use? How often do they.
Deirdre Hall is still acting?
I wouldn't doubt it,
remember,
man.
Remember her? She was an Electro Woman.
Oh, really?
Talking about the after school things, Electro Woman and Dino Girl, or Dino Girl, or whatever it was.
Oh,
you remember that?
Was that the. That wasn't an electric company, was it?
I think. No, it was it was just one of those little. I can't remember.
Yeah.
It was just a blast from the past.
Do you remember all the little. After these messages, we'll be right back. And then the lightning bug, Louis the lightning bug. When power lines are down, don't you hang around. When lines are down, don't you hang around.
She's been playing Deirdre Hall.
Yeah.
Has been playing Dr. Marlena Evans
on
Days of Our Lives
my
for over
God.
40 years.
Holy crap,
71
dude.
Years old. That is the same lady that...
At what point do you not retire, dude? Like, I mean, like, maybe she just loves her craft that much that she doesn't want to, and that she's like, you know what? I'm cool. I've been making money for a good long time.
Yeah.
And that's like the actor's dream, is to be able to have steady work like that.
Yeah, 1976, Electra Woman and Dinah Girl.
Holy crap.
And that was part of another little, like, branch of shows that would be on, and they all had like short segments, and they all played together.
Okay. And then Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah,
Schoolhouse Rock was great.
I'm just a pill.
I think that's the one that everybody goes to. It's like, I'm just a bill, because that was a good one, because that was like my first experience in the government and stuff like that, and how does a bill get made or whatnot.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, that's still, like, whenever I took government in high school and some in college, like, I was like,
I know this.
Yeah.
I got this.
You got this, man. God bless, dude. 54 years. That's crazy. But anyways, like,
the most not nerdy Legion thing we've anybody has ever talked about is soap operas.
Yeah, take that. Oh, that's what they need is they need the soap cast.
What happened this week? What happened? What did you watch this week in soap operas?
What did you watch this week in soap operas? We can call it the bright soap or something.
Simon,
like that.
I know what you did. Yeah. I'm going to tell Jessica. Oh. You can't tell Jessica. She's having my baby.
Jessica? That's great. Oh, my
God. I'm having your baby, too. Right?
Dun, dun, dun. But with Claire as the surrogate.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And then the... I don't even know what we'd wind up naming this episode. Just call this...
Memory Lane.
Yeah, Memory Lane or Soap Dreams or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, something. Soapbox. We're on a soapbox this week.
We're on something.
Something like that.
I feel like I'm on something.
This is all my fault. I think I think you brought up soap. No, it was me. I brought up soap operas.
The VCRs.
Because I was complaining about having to go into my mamaw's house on certain days, and she watched at 1 o'clock Days of Our Lives came on.
Yeah.
And 1 o'clock was also the same time that Beverly Hillbillies came on.
Do you remember the anxiety that they would have if they weren't home in time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
It was like, I got to get home.
Oh, God, yeah. My mama, like, for however many years until, like, well, even after she got a VCR because she never learned how to program it. Letting Severo check out the microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's purring.
Oh, yeah. No, but even after she got a VCR, she would schedule her beauty shop appointment.
Oh, my God.
it's not going to, like, the beauty parlor or anything like that. It was, I don't know. I wonder, that's one thing I want the listeners of 2BT to let us know on. Is that, like, just like a Southern thing?
Well,
to call it a beauty shop, or is that like all over the place?
My other grandmother and the aunts and all, they would just get together and do each other's hair up in those little, in the smell of the smell of the house when you'd walk in.
The smell of a permanent is like, oh my God, dude. Yeah. I remember because we'd go over to Ma's house and because my mom would take part in that crap.
Oh, yeah.
And so would Becky and Dan Clifton and Milton would be there. And so
we'd go outside and catch frogs while they did their hair.
Exactly. Yes. Oh, my God.
It's an all-day thing.
I completely forgot all about that until you brought it up, dude.
They'd have those tight-knit curlers and their hair all did up.
I can still remember, like, I think that might have been Mamaw's. I can't remember. One of them had a bag, and I think it was Mamaw's. It was, like, this kind of, like, greenish, like, kind of, like, greenish bag that had, like, a weird design, like, head, so that whenever it was full, it was, like, it would look like a woman with curlers in her hair. And it actually had a face on the bag that had, like, hard sides. So it was like, it was almost like a hat bag, right? Like a hat bag or a hat box. Dude, I've got to find this. I think it was Mamaw's and I'm pretty sure it's still at Mamaw's house. I'm going to find this and I'm going to show it to you because it is weird, dude, because it's like this weird kind of lime green, kind of pea green. It's pea green. It's like a pea green thing. And it's about maybe, what do you say that? About 8 inches tall, 10 inches tall.
I've got a vague memory of this.
And it's got like a black eyes and like a smile on it.
Yes.
And the top of it was like a flowery thing. And it had drawstrings because you could like expand the top. Yeah, dude. Like, and that they had all their curlers and crap
they
like
keep
that
in that.
Yeah. And there was like so many different sets of curlers too, because everybody would have curlers in their head hair, giving themselves the perms. I remember what it would smell like walking in there to go get a drink of water, and it would make it worse because you hit the smell hits you like a freaking 2x4 in the face, just about, man, because you'd walk in and just smack the ever loving crap out of you. But even getting back to what I was saying though, like even Mamaw would like schedule her beauty shop appointment around her Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
And she went to the beauty shop like once a week. And that was, I'm, To this day, I will say that my mama never washed her hair herself.
Really?
But she went to the beauty shop once a week, and that's where she got her hair washed. Because she was part of that thing. Like, she had the nightcap that she slept in all like that type of stuff. So they didn't really touch their hair a whole lot.
No.
You know, they would do certain things.
Oh, and it was a definite look.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely, yes. That rounded,
yeah, little helmet,
yeah, the rounded,
little helmet, they
rounded
put on.
Helmet hair, and it was dude. She had the shower cap, and she had the nightcap that she slept in. Oh man,
those
great.
Were the days.
Oh dude, and I still remember waking up on, because me and Steven would go stay the night at Mama's house, and we'd wake up. We'd sleep in the living room. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. Never realized that, like, how uncomfortable a couch, a hideaway bed on a couch was.
Kids can sleep anywhere, though.
Yeah, that's true. But I used to think that was, like, the coolest thing in the world because we got to sleep in the living room.
Yeah,
that's where
awesome.
The TV was, yeah. Dude. You know, we didn't have a TV in our room until we were probably in our teens.
Oh, definitely.
Until we got a Nintendo, we didn't have a TV
I didn't
in
either.
Our room.
No.
And then, we thought it was just like the coolest thing in the world. And then waking up in the morning, Mama would already be up, and the smell of Folgers coffee and eggs and bacon cooking. And she would, but Mama was the type that you'd have eggs, bacon, and sausage and toast. And of course, she would have coffee and maybe some corn biscuits and like corn muffins, not corn biscuits, but corn muffins. And there'd be like two different jellies on the table. And
yeah, yeah, breakfast was a
oh,
meal.
Oh, dude, yeah, yeah. Mama went out. But she was also one of those that was like, you could go over to her house, and the first question out of her mouth would
you
be,
hungry?
Are you hungry?
Mm-hmm.
And then you could always say, no, Mama, I'm fine. But yet, within 10 minutes, there'd be a spread on the table that made it look like Thanksgiving because there's so many leftovers in the fridge.
My granny would do that, too, and she always had the Star Crunches and the Nutty
Bars so
and all the – she had all the best snacks.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd just get fat over there, man. I'd be sneaking in there.
Oh, yeah.
But this is not making fun of her. I think I might have even told this story before. She got dementia really bad.
Yeah.
And I went to see her one time, and she is that first, you hungry? I'm like, no, granny, I'm good. I'm full. I just ate a hamburger. Well, let me fix you something. I'm gonna get you some, what was it, she said, I'm gonna get you some soup.
Yeah.
And she came in, and I heard her in there in the kitchen. I'm like, okay, what's this? And she brought a bowl of grape juice with some pound cake that she'd crumbled up in it. And I was like, thanks, granny. And she sat back down, and I looked at it, and I'm like, I'd be a you're really like, good grandson if I took a bite of this, and I did. I managed to, because her mind wandered, and I was able to just go get rid of it real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, Granny. Thank you so much. That's so delicious. Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude, stuff like that is tough, man. Like, you met my mama, and I'm pretty sure one of the things she always said to everybody was like, hey, no, you don't call me Miss Hammonds. I'm Mamaw.
Mamaw.
Yeah, I'm Mamaw. So half the town of Sanger knew her as Mamaw.
Yep.
Oh, God, yeah. And it was like her thing that she always had, like you said, with the Star Crunch. She always had the Star Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
She always, because my parents didn't buy.
No.
They didn't buy the treats like that. What's crazy is they buy that stuff now, and they constantly have cookies and things like that at their house. Like, constantly have Hershey's bars, constantly have cookies and things like that. Whenever we were kids, no, we didn't have anything like that.
No.
I would have killed to have a Twinkie every once in a while, but mm-hmm. No, before that, we had to go to Mama's house.
Oh, yeah.
It was more like the Zingers then or something like that. But
Zingers,
like,
yeah. Oh, God. Much bad stuff.
Right? But, dude, like, that's where I learned to get the Nutter bars. The
Nutter bars,
the
yeah.
Nutter bars, and you put those in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
That's where it's at, dude.
Or the Ding Dongs, cupcakes. You put them in the fridge too.
See, I'm not big on chocolate cakes. I never really liked
the
Ding
Golden
Dongs.
Variety.
Oh,
because they have a Golden Variety.
That's right, dude. Those are good.
Put them in the fridge, and it transforms it to like a higher, like this is a high end delicacy.
Yeah,
like you savor each bite. Like you get a normal little cupcake, you just scarf it.
Yeah,
but you get the. Gold, I think it's called Golden Ding Dong. and you put it in the fridge, and you eat it.
I can't. Tickled and Ding Dong. It sounds so awful.
Isn't that the name of it, though?
I think so. That just makes me laugh.
We play this.
I'm a horrible human being.
We play this game called hilarious. HQ, right?
That's the name of this. The title of this show, the title of this episode is going to be The Golden Ding Dong.
We might get kicked off of Apple iTunes, though.
No, because it's all harmless. We're actually talking about
And I need to look this up right now. But we play this game called HQ, my wife and I. It's a trivia game show on every night, and you can win money.
Yeah.
I mean, I've won up to $5. There is.
Ooh, look at you being all braggadocious. So I want $5 on HQ. Sorry.
It took me a year and a half.
Yeah.
Good 10 cents at a time.
I totally brought out the worst of myself when you said Golden Ding Dong and I lost.
They just introduced this thing where you can play every day, once an hour every day, just as random quiz.
Yeah.
To practice and you can earn coins to where you can buy like boosters to get higher points and stuff like that.
Yeah.
One of the questions is, where is the show Stranger Things set? And one of them is Hawkins. Another one is like Little Wichita, Kansas. And then Ding Dong, Texas. And it keeps coming up on my... I want to see,
if there's really a Ding Dong, Texas?
I'm looking right now because I want to go there.
That's great.
Yes, there is!
Really? Are you serious?
It's down on the Lampasas River, 8 miles south of Killeen in southwestern Bell County.
Huh.
We have to go there.
Yeah, dude, I'm totally game.
I'm going to steal the sign. And,
right?
Yeah.
We'll put Golden on top of it.
Ding Dong, Texas. There's also like a... there's another town called Frog's Lip or something like that, Texas.
Oh, yeah. My favorite's Gun Barrel.
Yeah. That's just a cool name.
Oh, yeah. Like, you got to be a bad A if you're from Gun Barrel, Texas. You're like, people ask you where you're from. You're like, I'm from Gun Barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just means you're cool. Like already, like in the book, like you're like, yeah, your family was probably outlaws or something like that. Yeah, dude, Mama always had those chicken patties, those round processed chicken meat patties. Yeah. Oh yeah. So, she was definitely a kitchen wizard, unless it came to stew and meatloaf.
Yeah,
and those two things have like made me shy from them my entire life. Mm-hmm. If somebody's like, hey, we're having stew, I'm like, nope, I'm good. Sorry. No. Because Mamaw's stew was basically, I'm cleaning out my refrigerator.
Throw some green beans in there.
She'd throw macaroni and cheese in her stew, man. Yeah. And like,
people that grew up in the Depression, you ate everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. And you saved everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why, like, I'm not going to say how much money she had when she passed away, but
she
insane.
Didn't spend money, and she probably had a big old thing of rubber bands from the newspaper saved up. She probably paperclip ever on anything.
Oh, yeah. And the drawer that's right there, because, like, most of those, like, her house is an older house, so it's actually got a spot for the phone.
Yeah.
And it's actually got a little shelf that's maybe like, again, maybe 10 inches wide, maybe a foot wide, and it's got a little drawer, and that drawer would have things like your phone book, and then it would also have the big wad of rubber bands and paper clips and all like that type of good stuff. The two things that made me shy away from was meatloaf and stew was because of her. But other than that, everything else that she touched was like I said, she was definitely a kitchen wizard.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Well, I miss my granny's chicken, fried chicken, and our Ma's chicken fried steak.
I miss Ma's fried chicken, but my mom makes a really good chicken fried steak, like really good chicken.
Yeah.
But she probably learned it from Ma.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, yeah. Yeah, I miss Ma's fried chicken on the off chance that she would make it every once in a while and take it to, like, the family gatherings and stuff like that. Yeah, man, those were good times.
Definitely.
Oh, let's talk some Rise of Skywalker trilogy.
Let's do it. You want to play it?
Yeah, might as well. We're almost to an hour, but I don't care. We're just going to keep going. So,
do you want to do it on your laptop, or do you want?
Well,
I can give you my internet.
Yeah, let's do that. And then here we go. We're going to pause, and we're back from pause. So here we go. We're going to start up the trailer here, and. Watch some Rise of Skywalker, the D23 trailer that came out the other day. Beautiful. Oh, God. And that's how I feel the movie should end, with the twin sons. And what I love, like, I don't know. I've heard theories of people saying that they put a lot of this OT footage in there to bring the original fans back. So you've got all this OT. And what's funny is, look at how much time they spent on all this OT footage that they've got in there. Like, we're just now, and now it's finally prequel. But there's not a lot of prequel in there. Like, it's probably half the time that they spend on the OT is what they spend on the prequel. Because now they're already up to the last two movies. Oh, my God. I've got to say, like, I don't think that's John Williams doing the score for this. I mean, he's obviously doing the score for the movie. Oh, dude. And all those OT ships. Like, I don't know if that's... I can't even talk hearing it, man. Like, it's killing me. Like, and that... Her throwing the saber. Yeah. That's a Sith power. Or as defined by the...
Okay.
Yeah.
Up right here.
Yeah. So, okay, so my thoughts on the whole... We'll pause that and we'll watch it again in just a second. How's that sound?
Yeah. Oh.
There we go. I think it's...
Oh, crap.
What happened?
I'll work on it.
All right. So, like, my thoughts on the whole, like... Well, like I said, like, the whole, like, throwing the saber has always been, like, a Sith power, as defined by the EU, I think. I don't think any... light side Jedi has ever been able to throw their saber, but then again, she's not necessarily a Jedi.
That's right. She's not a Jedi.
I got to work on that whole thing also. So it could be completely, totally possible that she's able to throw her saber like that, because
the imagery completely,
yeah,
has her in like a black robe,
yeah, with a red saber. That's double bladed saber.
Completely going dark.
Oh, yeah, that's completely... Well, here's my theory on that. Like, I kind of feel like maybe they're having, like, you know, on Dagobah and Empire Strikes Back, where Luke goes down into a little tree, into a little dark side cave, is what... I've heard it called the dark side cave, so that's what I'm going to refer to it as, the dark side cave, where Luke goes down into the dark side cave there on Dagobah. You know, he even asks Yoda, he goes, take only what you... You know, he goes, what, I can't remember, what will I find? He goes, only what you take with you.
Right.
And obviously Luke was carrying some dark side with him, because he fights Vader down there. And it bothers me, because some people, like even Family Guy, called it like a momentum killer in the movie. And to me, I'm like, that's not a momentum killer. Like, to me, that's a really deep, deep part of Empire Strikes Back, which is also like...
Because when he strikes down the...
Vader image.
The face
plate explodes, and it's his face, it's inside, inside there, showing him, to me, what it's saying is that it's showing him that he has very real possibilities of being able to go dark.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's what that is. I think that there's my theory is this, is that there's a part that's kind of like a whole Dagobah thing where Rey is going to be faced with her dark side self. Almost kind of like...
When you look at the picture, her face looks almost CGI'd to me. So like, it's not even really her.
Yeah. It totally does, man. But it could just be really good makeup also.
It's like, come on, J.J. Abrams, do not steal from Game of Thrones and make the hero lady go evil.
Well, and see, I've also heard that there's... I've heard tale... One of the rumor theories is that... there's a clone. Well, not necessarily a clone. That there's a twin. Oh. That she is a... Oh. That I've heard that she... The theory is that I've heard, or the rumor that I've heard, is that she is a twin. That they are both Skywalkers. They are the daughters of Luke.
Yeah.
And that they were split up, kind of put in hiding, like the others, and somehow she found her way.
That would make sense.
Yeah, and somehow she found her way maybe into the hands of the Emperor, and so she's been raised dark side.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll pause real fast. We pause.
Yeah, that makes sense because I've been hearing lots of talk about possibility of cloning.
Yeah. I don't, like, I'm not crazy about the idea of cloning just because, like, they always kind of, like, said that you can't really clone Jedi and stuff like that and blah, blah, blah. Is it going to kill it for me if they do? If it is a clone? No, it's not going to kill it for me. It will, I keep saying, like, Rey's got to be a Skywalker, man. Yeah. She's got to be. But then again, like, how are you in the Skywalker saga if she is a Skywalker? Unless they're just like, oh, well, now they live happily ever after. Because one of those shots, okay, we'll play it again real fast.
Yeah.
And we're going to start back over because I love getting to see the OT stuff because it just...
Need to time how much of the time is OT. So.
Yeah. Well, okay, we'll check it here. We can always tap the screen and see what the see what the timing is on it. Gotta love that shot. That is my favorite shot out of any of the movies. Is Luke looking off at the sunsets there on Tatooine with the twin suns? See, we're still at A New Hope or the original Star Wars. We'll just call it the Star Wars now. Up to
Empire
Strikes Back.
There's Boba Fett.
Yeah. Boba Fett was from Jabba's palace.
Yeah.
But this is still all Empire right here. And there we go to ROTJ. And now we're up to... Oh, crap. That didn't work. It's not showing me at times. Oh.
Well.
Oh, well. Yeah. And then, like, it's totally, like, half the time that you get... with the prequels and what you get with the OT. And even with the last two movies, and it's just this Christmas, you know. Oh, that's the celebration scene right there.
Yep.
Like, and that's what gets me, is that the end?
The end
is
of
that
the gonna
movie? Be the end of the movie? Like, there's so many questions, man.
So many questions, and the title, like you said, The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah. I still think it's gonna be a form of Jediism or whatever, you know.
That's her fighting Kylo.
Yeah. They like their shockers with the... I don't get the whole, like, foldable, double-bladed lightsaber. That kind of bothers me just a little bit. Like, that lightsaber is going to be badass enough just if she was just to, like, ignite one and then ignite the other side.
Yeah.
But, like, why has it got to be foldable?
But to be fighting two-handed, double-sworded, and then be able to turn it into that, too, is also kind of nice.
I guess so, but it still is kind of like, but if you're fighting one-handed on it, you know, one blade, then the other's going to get in the way if it's not folded out anyway, so it might as well just stay folded out.
That's true.
So, I don't know. Like, it's cool. It's really neat. But
I thought it was, it's folding then. I thought it was two lightsabers that could join together.
No, it's, because, man, like, as soon as I got home from work.
You watched it real closely.
I watched it real closely. I watched it on the big TV, because that's always, like, the big thing for me is, like, I get home, like, except for, like, The Mandalorian. The Mandalorian came out, like, I'd already been home from work. It was a Friday night, and it was awesome. I was able to, like, immediately, like, whenever it came out, I was able to throw it up on the main TV there in my living room, and I was able to turn out the lights and turn out the volume real loud and sit there and watch it and just kind of, like, pick it apart. Just really dig deep into it and look at everything and all, like, this type of stuff. And, like that's how I was like, oh, well, there's four bodies in carbonite instead of just one, because the first time I watched it, I was on my phone.
Yeah.
And then the second time, and then every time after that, I watched it. It was on the big TV, so I was able to tell, like, instead of just one that I'm pretty sure is the Godel that's in the main thing, block of carbonite that you see, but there's also three other blocks of carbonite there behind it. Now, what's in those, I'm not really sure, but I'm thinking that's how he transports his people. But, like, getting back to Rise of Skywalker, because that's what I'm talking about. We talked about The Mandalorian last week, and I could probably spend another hour talking about The Mandalorian, because I'm stoked about that one. Oh,
because we went and watched it like three or four times after we recorded last week on the big TV.
Oh yeah,
and it's just so many
Easter eggs in it, dude.
Yeah.
So many Easter eggs in it, and I'm pretty sure that his because if you look at his breastplate changes in the trailer. Like, his breastplate's one thing and then it changes to another thing. So obviously there's going to be some changes to the armor. And in fact, his helmet at one point in time has got, like, some color on it. And then there's that one really close up, really cool shot that we were talking about that comes
silver
from the sunlight to where he's blocking out the sunlight. And it's just that plain silver. And it's just, like, wicked cool. But it also has that Western feel to it.
Absolutely.
But yeah, man, getting back to Rise of Skywalker here, man. Like, I'm stoked. I'm excited for it. But like I said, I'm totally sold on The Mandalorian. And I did find out that The Mandalorian will be released weekly. That's how Disney Plus is going to do their shows.
The Hulu version.
Yeah. So this, yeah, it's going to be released weekly. And The Verge reported that, you will be able to get Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu all for $12.99 for the main subscription. Now, I don't know if that's Hulu without any commercials or anything like that, yeah. But that was reported by The Verge. Now, it's not the awesome, price that you can get for, like, I think it's like $3 and something a week, $3.29 a week through the D23 fan club price or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure for that, I haven't read that full article, but I'm pretty sure for that you have to be part of the D23 fan club. And I think that comes with a pretty hefty price. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it's for somebody like myself who doesn't really want to join the D23 fan club. It's probably just as cheap just to get the package.
Well, you already do Hulu.
I already do Hulu, but if I'm able
to be absorbed into that.
Yeah, but if I'm able to get Hulu, ESPN Plus, and Disney Plus, I'm not sure what they're going to throw on ESPN Plus, but shoot, man. I mean, I dig ESPN. I like my sports. Hell, I came out here from a fantasy football draft, so.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm game, as ESPN would be covering. Oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But going back to Rise of Skywalker, dude, I cannot wait. Yeah, it's one of those that I'm like, yeah, especially after that trailer came out, because I thought we were going to have to wait all the way to October for an official trailer.
Well, yeah, because I heard that they had released it, and I had seen that there was some weird thing about a double red lightsaber that she had. And then everybody saying, well, you probably won't get to see this anytime soon. All the news, because they always make you wait.
Yeah. Well,
they didn't.
Exactly. And I'd seen people post pictures from, you know, pictures that they took of video footage that was shown and all like that. But I stay away from that stuff just because it's like, I don't want my first experience with it to be a screenshot of like a screenshot of a screenshot type thing to where you're losing resolution and all like
every
this
time,
crap.
Yeah.
I want to be able to watch the trailer and like sit there and be able to pick it apart, not from some dude's lap because he's trying to hide his cell phone because cell phones aren't supposed to be out right now, you know, type thing.
Let's talk about the imagery.
Okay.
Cause I know you're a big fan of like paying close attention to the colors and and stuff like that. It starts out with light. Starts out with Luke dressed in white, staring off into the horizon.
No, staring off at the twin suns.
At the twin suns.
On Tatooine.
And then it ends in darkness with her cloaked in black, which might not be really her, you said, but it starts with light, it ends with darkness.
Yeah.
I wonder.
I don't.
Reading too much into it?
I think so, just because it's the trailer. I hope so, because I don't want my saga to end. Darkness, you know, and like we said, there's one part in that trailer that shows a celebration. It's an obvious celebration because at first, whenever I saw it, and I was at work and I was trying to be really, really inconspicuous by watching the trailer because it had just come out and it's like 8 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and Steven had sent it to us on the group chat there on Messenger. And I was trying to be really inconspicuous because I wasn't going to wait to watch it. I was going to watch it right now. I know I went to break at like 8:50 that morning, but I wasn't going to wait. I had to see it now. And it was killing me because one of my headphones had actually died at work, just like one side.
Wow.
So whenever I watched it the first time, I could only hear it out of one ear, and it was driving me crazy, dude. I was like, no! But it just... I don't know. Going back to the imagery thing, like... I don't think it'll end dark. I think maybe that little celebration that they show there in the movie in the trailer is probably going to be there towards the end. That's my thought, at least.
Are they going to do another trailer before?
Yeah, and maybe the information I got was bad. I bet that they will do another trailer because with the way that these have gone, they've always had like, it seems like 20 freaking trailers to where they do like, oh, the European trailer, and this is the Japanese trailer, and this is the China trailer, and this is the whatever trailer, and blah, 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 blah. where that's cool and all, I won't watch all of them because I don't want to, like, well, Force Awakens came out, and I'm pretty sure, you know, like, I was sending stuff to you all the time, but I consumed every trailer that they released for Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Whereas The Last Jedi, I really kind of pulled back and dialed it back. Pretty
much an
embargo on yeah, yeah.
stuff, yeah.
And I got really scared because I had the first line of the Force Awakens spoiled because I just wanted to read an article about the red carpet release or whatever, which was like a week before or whatever. And that was just like, what the devil, man? Like, that's just ridiculous. You don't need to do that. So I'm pretty much, like you said, I go on like the embargo of no social media, no clicking links, no trailers or anything like that, like 2 weeks beforehand.
I like this trailer.
Yeah.
Just because it brings everything together. But the first trailer had a huge, bigger impact on me than this one did.
Yeah.
Just because it's the way it's all set up, and it's that breathing in the darkness, and then all of a sudden you see her alone.
Oh, yeah.
And here comes the TIE fighter and that awesome backflip she does. That right there, that's all I needed to see for the entire thing, and I'm like, I'm ready for
December
to get here.
Oh God, yeah. And again, like, that always takes me back to Celebration, because I saw that while standing in line at Celebration to get in the Celebration store with two people I didn't know from Adam, but I started talking to them because that's what I do. I start talking to people, you know. You've been in line with me before. I just start talking to people just because it's like
we went to eat some tacos before watching Last Jedi, and you talk like five people.
It just happens, man. I'm a talker. I can't help it. But anyways, I didn't know him from Adam, and I made decent friends with these people, just like hanging out. It's, you know, sit there and watch that with, God, probably another 1,500 people standing in line to get into the Celebration store. And it was just, you could hear a pin drop. It was that quiet. And then the eruption of sound of people cheering after they saw that, like, I'll never forget that. The whole, like, title splits apart and it does the Rise of Skywalker and everybody freaks out. I get chill bumps thinking about it right now. Mm-hmm. I get chill bumps once a week whenever we're talking, but, like, just to give you an idea, like, I'm stoked. I'm excited for it. And it's kind of killing me knowing that we got to wait till December.
It's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah. And it's kind of killing me that we're going to have to wait for a weekly release of The Mandalorian on Disney Plus.
See, what I like to do with shows like that, I like to wait and get
You're
at least...
You're not going
to
be able to wait.
I don't know.
I'm not going to be able to wait.
I do. For lots of shows, we'll wait until we have two or three.
Yeah.
And then watch them all at once.
You won't be able to wait because I won't be able to hold my tongue.
No, you won't. Really. No. Dang it, Dave.
I know it. I'll just give you fair warning right now.
How many episodes is Mandalorian going to be?
I don't know how many released that yet. I don't have any idea. All I know is, like I said before, is Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni need to be running Lucasfilm at this point in time.
They need to be running the United States of America.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau for president and vice president.
Heck yeah.
Hey, you know where I'm going to be at in a year?
Where are you going to be at in a year?
There it is.
Oh.
I will actually be at Celebration at this point next year.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, will Celebration be over with?
I don't know.
I think Celebration will be over with this time next year. But 11 months, 26 days, 15 hours, 31 minutes, and 10 seconds.
Get your comfy shoes ready.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I'm already planning. Like, I did my countdown as soon as I...
You're already packed, aren't you?
No.
Yeah, you got that backpack. You got everything there. Yeah. You got all your spending money set aside.
Not quite. I'm not that far up.
Well, you've been on too big of a...
I've been on too...
Figure frenzy.
Yeah, and you haven't seen what I got yet, either.
You got something else?
I got something else. This was what I was telling you about last week. It's something
you're gonna
I
have that barge.
No.
I'm going to walk in and your couch is going to be replaced by the giant.
It's a thought. That's the one thing I still kick myself for not getting.
But what would you do with something that big?
I don't know. It'd probably still be in the box right now because I wouldn't have space to put it together. But one of these days, One of these days, I'll have space to own a barge and own the USS flag from G.I. Joe, because that was like, that was the grail whenever I was a kid, was the USS flag. I never even knew anybody that had that.
No.
Sometimes you'd know friends that would have like certain toys and things like that. Like I remember, I can't remember what it was. Steven traded one of our, I think Steven traded one of our G.I. Joe toys for a AT-AT, because we never had an AT-AT, but we had like two Millennium Falcons and things like that. He traded some dude. What was that guy's name? This dude's name was Steven something or other. I don't know if he ever traded anything for it, because I'm pretty sure we still have all our G.I. Joe stuff.
Hmm.
And we had two Falcons and two... I wonder if Steven stole an AT-AT from a kid now. Because we got an AT-AT somehow.
It is your brother.
It is. You never know. He probably swindled him out of it. He probably smooth-talked his way through it somehow. He was always good at that.
He could talk him into anything.
Yeah.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger
for
today.
For an AT-AT today. I don't know. I think that's going to wrap it up, though.
I think so.
Because I don't know if I can talk about anything else. Unless I just start talking about The Mandalorian and Disney Plus, because I'm so excited for that.
I think we've done well.
I think so.
Go get you on the way home, get you a golden ding dong. Put it in the fridge for about an hour.
Yes.
Take it out. And then say, don't you eat both of them. Just, you don't even have to eat one. You just kind of take a bite, savor it, and put it back.
All right. Just savor your ding dong.
It's good stuff, man. It's so bad for you. I know it's bad. My wife telling me, oh, you're getting junky. I said, I can't help myself.
Hey,
I need to.
You got to have junk food every once in a while. Hey.
Say hi.
Hi.
Come here.
Say hi now.
Say hi. Say hello, everybody.
See, she knows the microphone's there, so she won't say anything now. Oh, careful. Don't.
Over here.
You don't need to touch that stuff.
Remember, did you hear the Star Wars music?
Did you hear it?
Was it good?
We were playing that for you. We were trying to get you in here. You
like
hi to
Star
us.
Wars, don't you? You dress up like Rey. You have a lightsaber, don't you? That's a microphone. That's like a John Mulaney microphone. You like John Mulaney, don't you? Be careful.
Talk.
No, you're being shy. You never stop talking. That's Severo.
Hi.
Say, Severo, go away.
Severo, just go away.
She doesn't like Severo or Smeagol.
Why don't you like
Ellie.
Severo for?
Or Smelly Ellie. We call her Smelly. You want to sit down?
I was going to let her talk some, but she locked up.
Yeah,
She froze up. So
let's wrap this up, Dave.
That'll work. So we'll do some Audible. We'll talk about Audible real fast. We'll say, go to www.nerdylegion.com/audible. Sign up for one free month and one free book. The cool thing is, if you don't like the subscription, you don't have to keep it, but you get to keep the book. But what do we say every week? We say you're going to love the subscription.
You're going to.
I swear to you, you're going to love the subscription, and you're going to keep getting your one free book a month, and you might go in and buy an extra book here and there, like what I do at times. And it's just going to be great. It's going to be great. In fact, like right now, I got a Dooku book this last week, and I still haven't even listened to it. I've been going through the... Hey, somebody's ticklish. I've been going through the Dresden Files again, so...
I've been reading Seven Eves.
Really?
By Neal Stephenson, and it's an 800-plus page
Holy
book.
Crap.
I just got to part three.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying anything. It's just like... Holy cow. I'm reading another book by this guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's what they call hard sci-fi. I mean, you want to learn about bolides and real space travel and the dangers
so
and the radiation.
So kind of like a John Scalzi type thing then.
Yes.
Okay.
You will learn a lot. And
do you want the John Mulaney microphone?
In a minute, okay. But it's a good book.
Awesome.
I've never read anything by him before.
It's called The Seven Eves?
It's called Seven Eves.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say why it's called that, because for the entire book, I keep waiting. Why is this book called Seven Eves?
Yeah.
And I'll give briefly, because I know we got to get done here. Briefly, the premise is, and this is one of the cool parts of it, it's an end-of-the-world scenario. Literally, end-of-the-world, because... The moon explodes.
Don't touch with those.
The moon explodes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
And they don't know why. They call it something hits the moon.
Yeah.
Moon explodes. All these pieces of the moon are still in orbit, but over time, they realize this isn't going to last. What is up there is going to come down.
Yeah.
And they call it the white rain or the hard rain or something like that.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, 7 billion lives are at stake. What does the world do?
Yeah.
And he imagines this future. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's really technical.
Sounds neat.
But it's neat. It's a neat. Because we're all about the doomsday.
Oh, yeah.
The world.
Oh, God, yeah.
Several did hurt you. Leave several alone. Okay.
Okay. While you're at it, why don't you go by Twitter? And you can follow us on Twitter at 2BTShow. That's at the number 2BTShow. Or you can go by and email us. That's the number 2BTShow at gmail.com. That's the number 2BTShow at gmail.com. I've done Twitter. I've done email. I've done Audible. What else? What am I forgetting there? Go by, rate us, write a review. Please.
We
be
like
kind.
We like five stars.
We like 5 stars. And it doesn't hurt you any to say, hey, here's a 5-star review, guys. Maybe even write something. But you can review us on any type of thing that you're getting your pods from.
You know what? Just tell somebody that you think they might like it.
Yeah, man.
Listen.
Yeah, exactly. Email us. We'd like to hear from you. Follow us on Twitter. We'd like to see you. With that being said, I'm David.
I'm Michael and Delilah. I'm Delilah. Say it loud.
She said it, but she got really quiet.
Say, I'm Delilah.
You can yell it. Yell, I'm Delilah.
Say it to the microphone. Say it. Say it. Never mind. Bye, everybody.
All right.
Say it to the microphone.
Say it to the microphone. Don't touch it. Say it. Say it. Say it. I love you.
I love you.
Say, bye, I'm Delilah.
Bye.
2BT. Signing off. Fayo con Diaz. Adios. So yeah.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boo.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.